insisted on playing that way. Come on, come on, now don't be shy. We'll always be little kids in our parents' eyes. Come on, come on, now don't be shy. We'll always be little kids in our parents' eyes. I love you, I know that you adore me. So trust me, saying this isn't easy. You need to at least try, let me breathe. Cause right now I'm feeling the squeeze. Come on, come on, don't be shy. We'll always be little kids in a paradise. Come on, come on, don't be shy. We'll always be little kids in a paradise. So when I tell you you're going, my parents' eyes.
Flip, flop, flip, flop, flip. Wait a minute, baby.
Wait a minute, baby.
Wait a minute, baby.
Wait a minute, baby.
Hold it right there.
Hold it right there.
Hold it right there.
Hold it right there.
Whoa, don't go nowhere. You're going nowhere, nowhere. Wait a minute, baby.
Wait a minute, baby.
Wait a minute, baby.
Hold it right
there. Hold it right there.
Hold it right there.
Hold it right there.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your cares behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
Can you? The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
September, now the roll music and why I preach against it. I believe that it is a contributing fact to our juvenile delinquency.
DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour. 120 minutes of rockabilly, hillbilly, old country, 50s R&B, and vintage rock and roll.
I know what it does to you.
Friday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m., alternating with Steve Harnish and the Bingo Show. Only here on WMFO in Medford.
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
Want some now? Just search the web for DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour to find the website, Blogspot, Facebook and MySpace pages, and Apple iTunes podcasts. Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial, and WMFO.org on the web.
It even vibrates like real.
I guess I need to talk.
Call. I'd be going crazy, 'cause without you, baby, I'd be sad and lonely. got little sort of a session going here.
I'm rocking bumping tables and record labels. Can y'all feel that?
Listening to 91.5 WMFO.
Medford.
You never know what the signal's gonna hit.
I'll take a walk in the morning light. Hope to see you someday. I can drift along, because you are the beautiful one. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 you're the beautiful one. Oh, 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 you're the beautiful one. Oh, oh, oh.